Now, for nearly 40 years, Fota Wildlife Park has been one of the visitor highlights in County Cork. It's a beautiful old estate, which is now home to big cats and giraffes and all kinds of creatures, many of them free to roam around. But a year of lockdown means there's now a question mark over Fota Wildlife Park's future. And our Southern editor, Pascal Sheehy, is there this morning. It is a beautiful morning to be at Fota, Pascal. But how have the staff, and particularly the animals there, coped with a year of lockdown?
As best they can. Fota was open for the two lockdowns last year, but unfortunately, with spiralling numbers after Christmas, they were forced to close. It's a stunning morning here. Fota is a 100-acre parkland set on Fota Island in the middle of Cork Harbour, and it's absolutely teeming with wildlife here this morning. And joining me are three members of staff: Declan O'Donovan as Animal Care Manager, Katrina Nee Scannell as Senior Ranger, and Sean McKeown, Director of Fota Wildlife Park, has the job of keeping the show on the road. Declan O'Donovan, you first of all, can you set the scene here this morning? It's a beautiful day.
Oh, morning, yes, it's a fantastic day here. A little bit chilly, but the sun is out. You can see around us all the animals are active. We've got lemurs hanging out of the trees just to my left here, and the waterfowl are trying to pair up for coming into the breeding season.
And Katrina Nee Scannell, you're Senior Ranger here, you're responsible for the primates, for the monkeys and the lemurs. Most of the animals wouldn't be conscious of the lockdown that has been here since January, but certainly the ones that you look after are. How so?
Well, I mean, this morning we've come down here and they're straight out. They're very curious, the monkeys and the lemurs here, so they want to know what's going on. And they realise that we have nothing for them. So now they're out sunning themselves in this beautiful sunshine here in the park today. So they're like that now. They will notice when people come back because they want to know what's going on. They're very curious.
And you've had two very special arrivals within the past week, waiting for the public when the public get back here.
Yes, we had great news last week. One of our female ring-tailed lemurs here gave birth to twins. So it's very, very great news for us. We haven't had ringtails in over 10 years, and they're an endangered species of lemur. So it's great for us here in the park to have this happen.
Sean McKeown, your job, I said, is to keep the show on the road here. How difficult has that been over the past 12 months?
It's been extremely difficult. We were lucky that in December last we got a grant aid of $550,000 from the government, and that has seen us through the first 3 months of this year when we've been closed. But if the restrictions continue into the summer, then we're 95% of our income comes from visitors that come to the park. So we're totally dependent on that to actually run the park. And if we don't have them in here, then we're in trouble. And we also need the extended tourism and accommodation open and running. Otherwise, we won't be busy. Approximately 50% of our visitors during the months of June, July and August are holidaying in the area. And that brings a huge amount of income to East Cork and the Greater Cork area. And it also brings a lot of money to us as well. So without that, it makes the future of the park look very bleak.
And how real is the prospect of closure here?
Well, we have funds to keep us going till June, so we're hopeful that by then the uptick in COVID vaccines will have, you know, really taken off, and people will be able to move around a bit more, and we'll have people back in the park. What we noticed last year during the summer period, we had our busiest June ever, we had our busiest September ever, and the numbers from July and August were extremely good as well. So without foreign visitors, the domestic visitors have really helped us to keep going. So we're very dependent on that.
And your plans to reopen?
We would like to reopen in the next week to 2 weeks before the end of March. But that is just strictly as a walk-through area. So basically it's like another park area. There's no indoor areas open. All the outdoor areas and the animals can be seen in their habitats. There's no indoor areas open at all.
And briefly, Katrina, for you and the rest of the rangers in the park, what would reopening mean?
It would mean that there'll be a buzz back in the park. There's people coming in, seeing the animals. We want to put that message across again that these, you know, we're in conservation here, so it's very important for us to put that message across to the public coming in again.
Well, if the public get mornings like this morning when FOTA reopens, and hopefully that will be at the end of the month, that will indeed be a reward for all of the effort put in over the past 12 months. For the moment, from a beautiful FOTA wildlife park here in Cork, back to you in the studio in Dublin.